Well, it's been a rather shaky start to the week's trading, with the ASX 200 in negative territory and at one stage down around the 2% mark in early trade. This follows some heavy selling on Wall Street over the weekend, where we had the major US indices down more than 2%. And this all comes down to the fact that we continue to see rising new infection rates, parts of the US and several states. In fact, there have been some record daily infection rates, and that has also led to the reinforcement of several restrictions as well. So not necessarily a great sign in terms of this second wave, but also the fact that these particular restrictions could then hamper business and the economic recovery that we've seen. Just recently as well, we've heard that Victoria in the past 24 hours has recorded 75 cases, which is quite a considerably large number as well, and some of the largest figures that we've seen in a number of months here in Australia. So certainly the Australian situation, not as bad as what is being felt over in the United States. The ASX 200, after the first couple of hours of trade, just after midday, down about 1.1%, or a little over 60 odd points. So we were down by that 2% mark, or just shy of 120 points at one stage. But we have seen a slight recovery being staged across a number of sectors. So what we have seen now, this is of course coming to the end of the month, the quarter, and the financial year. Over the month of June and the June quarter have still been pretty positive performances for the Aussie market, with just a little over a day to go. So what we've seen today so far is the financials and the energy sectors in particular really leading declines. And over the last four or so sessions, where we have seen quite heavy losses of over a percent or more, it really has been the banking and energy names that have really underperformed and led losses in those particular performances over the last month or so. So today, the big four banks down by as much as 2.5%, the NAB down the most at the moment. They announced this morning that there will be a new business and private banking executive to come on board from the 1st of September in a couple of months. This particular executive coming from a bank in Canada. Also, the heavier losses coming through in some other sectors, industrials being weighed down by the performance of Qantas, down roughly 5%. Of course, these restrictions coming through doesn't hold good stead for any international borders being opened up. Even the case in Victoria, it might not be such a good thing for the domestic and the interstate borders as well. Other travel stocks, Flight Centre, Webjet down around that 4 to 6% mark. Air New Zealand also down about 3%. They came out with a bit of an update this morning for the month of May. Their passenger numbers down 95% on the same time last year. They're also expecting a full year loss of roughly 120 million New Zealand dollars as well, and a number of significant items to come through. A slightly better day so far for the defensive names. They generally tend to outperform in times of uncertainty. So healthcare have done quite well. Cochlear up more than 1%. Fisher & Paykel, which is a New Zealand-based healthcare company, up as well around the 4% market. Announced this morning that it's had a decent lift to its hospital equipment sales due to the coronavirus. So that has been a slight benefit there for its business. Telco is doing very well, and also gold. So the safe haven lifting as well, the precious metal higher over a weekend trade. Evolution today up about 4% at the moment. Northern Star up more than 2.5%. So those are some of the standouts among the precious metal miners. Elsewhere, Tabcorp is up around 3% as well. The gaming company announcing that it signed a new 10-year reseller deal with Jumbo Interactive, also listed on the ASX. Tabcorp shares up about 3%. So the company will receive an upfront $15 million fee and also service fees ongoing as well, depending on sales. Jumbo Interactive shares today not doing as well, down about 11% on the announcement. Infogen, which is a renewable energies company, also in the news today, up about 3%. It is in the middle currently of a little bit of a bidding war for a takeover. So there are a couple of international bidders currently fighting out to take over in Fujun, and leading the way at the moment is Spanish firm. Is a Spanish firm which has now upped its recent bid to 89 cents per share, the Aussie dollar, also performing relatively well. Its firm to around 68.7 US cents.